The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 15th chapter. Jesus said, "As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends, if you do what I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for the servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should abide, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you. These things I command you, so that you will love one another." The Gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, Christ.
Maybe see it. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. A long time ago, I hate to mention the number of years, but let's just say back when I was 16 years old, there was a point there where life changed a little bit because our family moved from a small town in southeastern Michigan down to Florida. And when you move from a place like Michigan to Florida, and you move in the month of January, there's something of a culture shock there. Nothing's the same. You left 3 feet of snow on the ground for 3 feet of beach, sand at the beach, and those different things. One of the other results of this move and moves like it are the fact that as a teenager, I was leaving a place where my family had deep, deep roots. We knew everybody in the town. And went to a place where all of a sudden, didn't know anybody. You know, it's the same way. History has a way of repeating itself. It was the same way for my daughters. About 6 years ago, when we moved from Charleston, the only place that they had ever lived, and we moved to Salisbury, North Carolina. You know, when you move like that and you go to a different place, it's inevitable that at some point you're going to begin making some friends. But making friends isn't always as easy for someone as it is for someone else. Sometimes it's a little more difficult. But the process is pretty much the same. When we choose our friends, the people that we meet, and we become friends with them, usually it's based on their character. Usually as we choose our friends, these are people that we have things in common with. We choose our friends according to their personality, their likes, their dislikes, all these different things. But we can't really know our new friends until we have spent some time with them. We don't really know about their past. We don't really know about their habits, the things that they do. We especially don't know what's in their hearts and minds until after we spend some time with them. Sometimes it takes years to get to know someone this deeply. All we know is that when we choose someone to be our friend, we do so because we feel a sort of kinship with them. You know, we have a bond with them that forms sometimes rather quickly. Sometimes we have to work at it a little bit. But it's a bond that we believe will survive the test of time. In our text this morning, Jesus explains to his disciples that they are no longer his servants, they are his friends. Jesus' disciples spent time with their Lord. Jesus spent time with them. Their time now, as we read this text, is about to draw to a close. But they've been together for 3 years or so. And think about the things the 12 had witnessed in those 3 years. The miracles that Jesus performed, the lives that Jesus changed, the teaching with a new authority, an authority that would only come from God Himself. These things had an effect on the disciples as they learned more and more about Jesus. But the relationship over those 3 years that they shared with Jesus wasn't a friendship. The relationship that the disciples shared over those 3 years was more of an education. It was more of a teacher and a student. You know, disciple means student. They were being prepared for something. They were learning a new way of life. They were being exposed to the ways of God. False pride had to be torn down so compassion and humility could be built up. And they had to have the assurance that no matter what they would find themselves engaged in, if it was trouble or adversity, that God would be with them and walk through it with them. God was with them. God was ready to empower them, to equip them to build His church. And they did this as students of Jesus Christ, walking around with Him for 3 years. That's really what our text this morning is about. It's about the disciples getting to know Jesus, and Jesus, who already knew their hearts and minds, explaining to them the ways of God, and explaining to them that God would be equipping them for even a higher purpose, to do the work of the gospel. And that as they did this work, as they trusted that Jesus would be with them to the end of the age, that they would follow His commandments, especially the commandment to love one another. As they did this, they would abide in God's love, and Christ would abide in them. You know, it's about Christians realizing today that since the tomb of Jesus was found empty, God keeps His promises. All the promises that Jesus made in His earthly ministry, all the promises that He made to the disciples, all the promises God kept throughout the history of humankind, God has kept. He's kept the promise to send a Savior. He's kept His promise to send someone who would deliver people from sin and death. God promised that those who believed in His Son would live forever in His kingdom. They would not perish. They would have eternal life. And in the person of Jesus Christ, God kept these promises. This is good news. This is the good news of the gospel. This is the good news of Easter. This 50-day-long celebration of Jesus' conquering sin and death forever. And you know, I suppose that if we just left it right here, if we just ended the sermon right here, you would probably have everything you would need to have for the next week. You would have the uplifting message that your sins are forgiven. You have the promise of eternal life. You would have this, and you would be able to walk through the rest of the week with the assurance that Christ is with you. But we can't leave it there. As we read the gospel text for today, we can't just simply leave it right there. Jesus says, "I no longer call you servants, I call you friends." We need to unpack that a little bit. We need to talk about what changed for the disciples to become friends of Jesus rather than servants or students of Jesus. You know, the difference Jesus says is the servant doesn't know what the master is doing. But the friend does the work of the master. Jesus calls the disciples friends, because everything that He'd heard from the Father, He had passed on to them. And He empowered them and He equipped them to do the same work of the gospel. Jesus says, "You didn't choose me, I chose you. I chose you, I empowered you, I equipped you so that you could go out into the world doing the work that I do, so that you would bear fruit and your fruit would abide." Jesus reminds the disciples, just as he reminds us, that not only has God saved us from sin, not only has God saved us from death, he has also given us a responsibility of telling others the good news. Telling everyone what God has done in the person of Jesus Christ for the sake of our fallen humanity. Jesus said to the remaining 11, I no longer call you servants, I call you friends. Friends are closer than servants. Friends have a different relationship than servants have with their master. Servants simply do what the master asks them to do. They don't ask any questions. They don't have to know why. They simply do as they're commanded. Friends know what the master is doing, and friends know why the master is doing it, and friends are eager to go with the master and do the same. Jesus now calls these 11 men friends. These men gathered around that table on that night he was betrayed. He no longer calls them servants, he calls them friends. Their relationship is changed. They finished their instruction. Yesterday, several colleges had their graduation, and seniors in college finished their instruction. They were conferred upon themselves. They had their degree conferred upon them, and they are sent out into the world to do the work that they've been trained to do. Jesus is with the disciples on the night that he was betrayed, and the disciples had finished their instruction. They had learned the ways of God. Jesus calls them friends. They can now do the work that they saw their master accomplish. And Jesus chose them to do this. You know, it's not like 3 years before, where Jesus was walking along the lakeshore, that Simon and Andrew said, look, there's Jesus, let's go follow him. Jesus chose them, said, follow me, I'll make you fish for men. It's not like as they were walking through the crowd, Matthew was there at his tax booth, and he saw Jesus and said, you know, I think I'm going to quit my job as tax collector and go follow this itinerant rabbi, this Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus called him. Jesus chose him. Called him out of that life into a life of servitude, into a life of friendship and discipleship. And the same goes for you and me. We didn't wake up one morning and decide, okay, I think I'm going to become a Christian and I'm going to follow Jesus. We didn't suddenly come to a fork in the road that said, follow the world this way, follow Jesus that way, and choose to simply take the fork in the road that leads to Jesus. Jesus chose us. In our baptism, through the power of the Holy Spirit, as the waters washed over us, as the prayers were said over us, as the water was connected to God's word and promise of salvation, God chose us to be his people. In that baptism, God forgave us our sins. He filled us with his Holy Spirit. He filled us with spiritual gifts. He sanctified us, made us holy, and chose us to be his children forever so that we might abide in his love and bear fruit for his kingdom. And as we follow the command to love one another, we abide in the eternal love of God in Christ Jesus. God chose us with that purpose in mind. God chose us to go out into the world, to make disciples of all nations, to baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, to teach all that Christ commanded. But he doesn't send us out there on our own. He promises to be with us always because we are his friends. And as his friends, he will never abandon us. God chose us to be his friends, and he chose us to help those who are helpless, to be a present-day hope for those who are hopeless, to feed those who are hungry, to provide shelter for those who have no place to lay their head. God chose us as his friends to abide in him, that we might be present and abide in the lives of others, sharing with them the love of God in Christ Jesus. Just as Jesus chose the disciples, he chose us. Just as we are, with all of our faults, with all of our problems, with all of our worries, all of our insecurities, Jesus chose us, no strings attached. And he chose us with a purpose. And in that choosing, he calls us his friends. People of God, may this message of Easter always abide in you. May you always feel the presence of your friend Jesus with you, no matter where you go. May you continue in your worship to glorify God. Glorify the God who has saved you from sin and who has brought to you the gift of eternal life. May you continue to always find joy in the relationships and the friendships of God's people. All those relationships you have with one another. And may you go about your life, your earthly calling, as a disciple of Jesus Christ. One who does the work of the Master because you know what he's doing and you're glad to join in. Telling everybody about the power of his saving love. Jesus says, no greater love is there that one would lay down his life for others. Christ laid his life down for us. And he commands us to love one another as he has loved us. Go out into the world. Share the love of God in Christ Jesus. And may you always abide in that relationship with your friend, our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.